It is time now for our EIU Panther preview as we are joined by Eastern Illinois University volleyball coach Sam Walensky. Sam, how are you today?
I'm good, Lane. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. You have a win in the column, finishing up the Memphis tournament with a victory over Jackson State, so it's good to get one on the W side and head forward from here.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you know, Jackson State was a match that, in theory, we should have won, and we won in three straight, and that was great. We took care of business, executed on all ends. Everybody got to step foot onto the court. So a good confidence builder as we head into tonight against Western Illinois, for sure.
A couple of players got some all-tournament accolades as well over the weekend.
They did. Maria Brown had a consistent weekend attacking the ball for us, so that was good to see. And then, you know, Abby Knight was just the model of consistency in the middle. She did a great job attacking, did a great job with her block, and actually did a nice job in the back row with her serving game as well. So they were both rewarded for their play this weekend, which was nice to see.
And we always like to keep track of Taylor Smith around here. Of course, a Mat 2 native, and she's racked up a couple of triple-doubles, I think.
She has. You know, again, you know, Taylor's just doing everything that we ask of her, and she's, you know, becoming a leader for us out on the floor. And actually, we had a small injury to our other setter, Gina Ferlin, on Friday, and so Taylor had to run a 5-1, and then fortunately, Gina was able to come back on Saturday, which was very helpful for us going back to our 6-2, so Taylor could swing again. And, you know, yeah, I mean, Taylor just, again, just, you know, brings it day in and day out, and she sets that example and raises that bar for her teammates, and we love to see that out on the court.
And you mentioned you're going to Western Illinois for a match later on tonight, a little in-state rivalry match and a chance to get back on the court pretty quickly after a busy weekend.
Absolutely. You know, we had, you know, everybody was like, it's Labor Day. I was like, yeah, it's a work day for us. And we had practice yesterday afternoon. Girls got to sleep in, which was nice with no school. But, yeah, you know, it's great that we're starting to play Western again. So we're going there. And next year they'll come to our place. And, you know, they're 0-6 on the season, so they're hungry for a victory. It's their first home match of the year, so they'll definitely have a good crowd and they'll be gunning for us. But I think that if we can take our consistent play and take control of the serve and pass game again, we're going to be in a position to win this match tonight for sure.
Speaking of playing at home, you have a nice weekend coming up with the EIU Classic coming up at Lance Arena.
Yeah, excited that we're hosting the Panther Classic. It's been a while since we hosted a tournament in the fall, so it'll be nice. The girls are excited not to have to travel this weekend. You know, it'll be good to have some of our fans here and, you know, for the school to partake in seeing us play. And we have Louisiana Tech, Drake, and Bowling Green joining us this year. So it should be a good event both Friday and Saturday here in Lance Arena. So excited about our opportunity to host at home.
Okay. Well, Coach Walensky, thanks very much for your time again. Best of luck tonight at Western Illinois, and we'll look forward to seeing you at home this weekend.
Great. Thanks, Lane.